Hi, my name's Elle, and my company is called Threadit. So welcome to Threadit, here to automatically thread your team's files in one app for easy file search and structured workflow. I know this does seem very similar to Adia's, but we aren't partnered together, but it is very similar.
Hold the mic
closer. Oh, sorry. So I'm sure many of you, if not all of you, have worked with Google Drive, and according to my peers and professor, there's a big issue with Google Drive. Too many subfolder chains, unorganized Google Sheets. I'm sure if you went to a Google Drive to find a file, you went through a folder, and then a subfolder, and then a sub-subfolder, and then another folder after that, just to find this one specific drive, and it drove you crazy. Because I've actually had to deal with that too. There's too many duplicates, it's too hard to find documents, and there's a lack of automation. The solution that I'm providing is an AI organization layer built on top of Google Drive and Google Sheets, threaded, lack for a better word, in one app. This categorizes your files automatically, or you can do it manually if you want. It removes the need for subfolders, creates a visual dashboard, and automates file workflows and provides shortcuts for files. Why do we need Threadit now? Well, me personally, I work for a program in Dominican called the Institute for Leadership Studies, or ILS, which is a program that has been organizing book series events, and because of that, they've needed a lot of storage for files. As you can see, that's my boss right there, having to look at all his files. And small teams heavily rely on Google Drive, but it is only a basic storage tool. And because of the rise in hybrid work, there's been a rise in small teams. Threadit does preserve structure because organization is needed in workflow intelligence. So our current market opportunity right now, our prime market targets are small institution and teams. Organizations using Google Workspace is about or over 6 million. And because of that, the estimate is $2 to $4 billion. Our serviceable available market, small teams needing a workflow organization, around 5 to 50 people. The estimated available market is $600 to $800 or $800 million. And the serviceable obtainable markets are university programs and nonprofit teams. Our targeted customers, right now, we're starting our pitch for ILS to be the first testers of this app, and we have possible expansions to other programs or other departments in the school, such as the service learning offices, honors program, the advising centers, and student affairs. And our plan is to sell to individual departments first and then be referred to via word of mouth as we get bigger throughout the college. So far, our competitor analysis, our biggest competitor right now is Google Drive, but there are others such as Dropbox and other niche file management and AI documenting tools. Their strengths, they're free occasionally, they integrate well, they're very simple to use, and they do have a smart search. However, their weaknesses are that they're very unorganized, they're not built for smaller teams, and in many cases, sometimes they can be expensive, but don't show anything for those expenses. So what makes Threadit different? It's built for organizational flow, especially for Google Workspaces, built specifically for small institution and teams. There's no more uses of subfolders, provides auto organization, and there's a unified search across Drive and Sheets. So our projected traction right now, our pilot partner is ILS, the Institute for Leadership Studies. I did have interviews with them and I did work with them for a little bit just to gain feedback about the development. As of now, there's around 15 active users, this is including faculty and student workers. And our possible expansions can go to student affairs, service learnings, admissions. Currently, the financial expectation, a revenue model of $9.99 per user per month, but we are gonna make the first month free as a testing, so then you can decide whether or not you want to spend more money on this. Our first month projection is, or our projected revenue is around $150 if there are 15 total users. The cost structure is fully on the development and the Google API usage, and our SROI within the first month will be around 3.7.
15 seconds, keep going.
As there is a work, there will be work time saved per subscriber at 20 minutes per day at $30 per hourly rate. So the team right now is just me and my mom. She is my financial advisor. She didn't want to be shown, so that's why this is her face right now. And what I'm asking for right now is to look, is looking for investors and collaborators and maybe developers. And, oh, sorry, there's supposed to be a video to like demonstrate. But yeah, this is Threadit, Threading Files for Effortless Organization. Thank you.
That looks like a wonderful idea, so nice. I'd just like to get your thoughts on what kind of moat you have, so who else can come in and maybe do something similar, or can Google do that themselves, and what are your thoughts on your, you know, protection if you spend all this time and effort to make this?
Oh, let me get that back up, sorry. That's me. Go ahead.
I don't doubt that Google can do the same thing, but with Threadit, and when I'm working on Replit, I try to like take in as much user-based feedback as I can, because I do know that for Threadit, I wanted to add a chatbot, and I know Google has yet to add that, but this chatbot, you can ask them, oh, chatbot, can you show me my prioritized files? And they will show you your prioritized files. And this app will also, if you want to, it will AI categorize all your files in terms as like frequently opened, recently opened, and starred as well. So that's a big difference and especially you can share your workspace with your team as well. So I know that's a big difference that Google Drive does not show.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Question, follow-up. Good. Follow-up question about your business model. You had a price on there of $9.99 per user. Okay, are you selling to corporations, companies, so that they bring it into their teams, like a B2B business, or are you selling to the consumers who would buy it at $9.99? I want to clarify that.
I would more sell it to the department as a whole, and then they would keep in count with how many users they have.
Okay, and so if I'm a company and I have 50 users, it would be 50 users times $9.99.
That's yes.
A, got it.
But
got it.
First month will be free.
If it's such a good idea, how will you ensure that Google doesn't go, oh, there's somebody out there in California who's got a cool idea. Well, maybe they would buy you out. Yeah. That could be a good. Otherwise, if they just decided to stomp you out, right, have their programmers go in, figure out exactly what you're doing, and then figure out a way to maybe do it better. I don't know. It's just you and your mom, right? They have more than two people that they would throw on some sort of an attack. Mm-hmm. Have you considered the possibility of that?
Oh, they would be too scared to do that with my mom around.
No, but I'm saying an attack from Google would be a tough thing to fend off, right?
Yeah, it would be. I think I would look more into like the legal aspects of it, because I do want to also get into law. As of now, I don't have a very good answer for that question, but I just know if it were to happen, my mom would be giving them a really angry phone call, and I know no one wants to deal with that.